From Troy University and Troy Public Radio, this is On Leadership with Dr. Jack Hawkins, Jr., Chancellor of Troy University.
As we travel the highways and byways of Alabama, Chick-fil-A restaurants are a familiar sight. With almost 3,000 restaurants across the nation and almost 100 across Alabama, Chick-fil-A is one of the most successful fast food franchises in history. Chick-fil-A takes pride in its culture of service and its system of values, which is why it chooses to close on Sundays. Chick-fil-A's values are a product of its founder, the late, the great Truett Cathy. I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Cathy in 1983 when I served as president of the Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind. And I was so impressed by Mr. Cathy that over the years we stayed in touch. And then in 1995, I invited him to do the commencement address at Troy University. Mr. Cathy built allegiance to himself and his product through integrity. He became known for his values to the point that he was invited to testify before a congressional committee in Washington, and it was on the subject of business ethics. This was in the wake of high-profile business scandals involving Enron and WorldCom. And when he received the invitation to appear before Congress, Mr. Cathy said he would be glad to speak, but he said he knew nothing about business ethics. When the congressional staff member issuing the invitation expressed surprise, Mr. Cathy set him straight. He said, "I don't distinguish between personal and business ethics. There's no such thing as business ethics. There are personal ethics that apply in every situation." And then Mr. Cathy went on to tell me, he said, "I really believe that what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong." Of course, many others have championed ethical leadership. Former Air Force General Ronald Fogelman put it this way. He said, "Integrity is the willingness to do what's right even when no one else is looking. It's the moral compass, the inner voice, the voice of self-control. It's the very basis for trust." And the late Paul Harvey, who many of you will remember, who entertained and informed a generation with his radio commentary, had this to say about ethics and leadership. Quote, "We expect our leaders to be better than we are, and they should be, or why are we willing to follow them?" There are five ways to develop and maintain personal standards of integrity and ethics that I wanted to share with you. The first, keep your word. My father used to say that a compact should be as powerful as a contract. What he meant, a person's word and their handshake is as morally binding as a signature. Two, always choose the harder right over the easier wrong. Our history books are filled with stories about leaders who rationalized their bad behavior and then paid the price. Three, guard your principles. This is especially important in the hiring process. Don't take a risk on outstanding candidates if you suspect they lack integrity. Four, do the right thing. It's not complicated in theory, but it often is difficult to execute. Do the right thing. And five, an ethical leader takes care of others first. Truett Cathy liked to say that he was not in the chicken business. He was in the people business. In 1984, he started a program to encourage leadership development and to provide scholarships to promising young people. And in the aftermath, thousands of young people have benefited from his mentorship. So the next time you're enjoying a meal at Chick-fil-A, remember, real leaders like Truett Cathy believe integrity is first. God bless you.
You've been listening to On Leadership with Dr. Jack Hawkins, Jr., Chancellor of Troy University. On Leadership is available wherever you get your podcasts.